bunch of white trash.
What not? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How would you like to spend the night with the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin Scranton?
No, Dwight. I don't care if that's how they consolidated power in ancient Rome.
No, not Michael. Me. I'm taking his job.
Not now.
At Hobo Bag.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hobo International.
That's it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
If I was any happier, my pants would be wet.
I'm going to stop.
Oh, hold on a second. I was teasing something there.
What just the hell was very that? Very average. Don and Mike.
Simply a brand new game we're going to be featuring later today. Let me turn off the Alice Cooper so you can hear the production values.
Very please. Good.
The game is called Pick a Pair.
Pick a Pair.
Or if you'd like to hear it sung.
I'm like, Pick a Pair.
And then there's this one.
Pick a Pair.
Joe's going to come in and try to quiz us on some game that he's thought up.
He has a new name from Smoker's Corner out there.
Well, what's his new name?
Sheriff Joe.
Joe.
We have our own.
He just was out there. We're talking about the sheriff we just had on, and Joe doesn't say anything and just looks at me and goes, Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe can't sing a jingle, though, like our Joe.
That's right.
That's lovely.
That's
yeah. Nice. Hey! A pair.
That's my favorite.
Pick a pair.
Sheriff Joe.
Something to look forward to today. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hello.
Did I do that, Joe, or did you do that? Did I just do that? Hello, Don and Mike Show. There you go. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Okay. Fine.
Hey, the sheriff of San Mateo County, California, and his right-hand person got busted in a prostitution sting over in Vegas about 2.5 weeks ago. That's while true. You're on the sheriff discussion.
Right. Well, I mean, that didn't happen to Sheriff Joe, did it?
Sure no, not to Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe Ardinger.
Sheriff Joe Ardinger, I'll lock you up. Well, Joe, our Sheriff Joe shares a lot of the same political beliefs as the Sheriff Joe that we were speaking to. They both want to see everybody locked up.
Except our Sheriff Joe would do things exactly the opposite. Our Sheriff Joe would make the stay as nice and as wonderful as possible. Everyone would wear cargo shorts and Joe's homemade T-shirts.
We think we're going to cut down on the crime rate because every Wednesday is pasta night.
Get to have all the Miller Lite they want. Uh-huh. Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken. And his barbecue chicken would be every day.
His bit o' honey. Whatever his retarded candies are.
Listen, I brought in some bottle caps for all you to chew on. They're my favorite candy. I hope you enjoy it. And we've got baby Slim Jims for each and every one of you.
Sweet tart day.
Who wants a Skittle?
Fizzies.
Sheriff Joe.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's up?
What's happening, my friends?
Living the dream.
Living the dream, Dave.
I was enjoying the Survivor finale with my father, who just turned 70.
Yep.
And he had some pretty colorful insights as to Yao Man.
Yeah.
Who is Yao Man?
Yao Man is the 54-year-old Asian gentleman who gave away a car to another contestant in exchange for immunity, and then the guy backed out of the deal at the end, and so Yao Man got screwed. Okay. They all think that Yao Man would have won the $1 million in a walk if that hadn't happened.
Okay, and your father says what?
My father's first comment was, you know, I'm not surprised he's still there because those Orientals can go without eating for a very long time.
That was your 70-year-old father's incredible insight.
His other
Hey Rob. Yes. How do we know one of your relatives is calling in today? Are you a cousin Spiewak?
Was your grandfather or your father like instrumental in building the railroad across the United States? Is that what it was?
Not quite.
Did he supervise like some opium dens or something in San Francisco?
I've never heard that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That was easy.
Hello.
That was easy.
I think
that was easy.
Oh, it's the easy button.
Oh, is that what it is from Staples? The easy
that
button?
Was easy.
Okay. Easy button. Right. Calling.
That's easier. Just hang up on your ass.
That's the best button.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, why don't you guys ever read prison mail anymore?
Well, we don't have anybody on the show that generates prison mail the way that Beefcake Charlie Stossel used to. Right.
Charlie Stossel was a magnet for the prison mail, and it was usually directed to him.
Hey, if the cons want to write in, we'll read them.
We'll read them. Yeah, prison mail is always wonderful. We know we've got a lot of people that listen in America's finest penal institutions.
But frankly, you know, when you don't have a piece of ass like Charles Stossel on the show.
To attract a piece of beefcake like that's the kind of guy that makes these inmates come out of their skin.
Mm. Sheriff,
he is.
Sheriff Charlie.
Sheriff Charlie Stossel. Sheriff Charlie Stossel from Dalmatian County.
Everybody gets a Happy Meal.
That's right. And a Star Wars figurine.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I think you might say that dreams reneged.
All right. Okay.
Come on, we can get out of here.
You.
Bye!
Would you stop that
F
stuff?
You.
What is this thing? Buzz had it. Here's the press release about Opie and Anthony.
Wait till you hear what XM says.
Yeah, now keep in mind, these dudes, Opie and Anthony, they do the show, half of it on CBS radio, which is regular FCC radio, mm-hmm. which, as we all know, sucks. And they do half on satellite XM, which is unregulated, and you got to pay for it to hear it.
Right.
So, now, XM, I guess, is fully within their right. These guys didn't break any law. If XM is the employer and they said you've crossed a line, mm-hmm. so be it. But it seems totally hypocritical, in my opinion. XM is suspending them now.
Well, especially when you heard, and I'm sure it was involved in their promotion of the show, that, you know, it's the uncensored. It's Adult Swim. I mean, it's that's what it was billed as.
So here's what it says. XM Radio announced today the company suspended Opie and Anthony for 30 days, effective immediately. XM Radio deplored the comments aired on Opie and Anthony last week. At the time, the company strongly expressed its views to Opie and Anthony, and they issued an immediate apology. Comments made by Opie and Anthony on yesterday's broadcast put into question whether they appreciate the seriousness of the matter. The management of XM Radio decided to suspend Opie and Anthony to make clear that on-air talent must take seriously the responsibility that creative freedom requires of them.
Now, there's that creative freedom again that was mentioned in their pre-written apology that they delivered.
Yeah, you know, this really sucks on ice. I mean,
scary. Well, that means that you know, it's always been looked at as the safe haven,
right,
for people that do that kind of radio, and now, you know, that's not
so
true.
So XM is now going to cave to the pressure of someone complaining about what really, honestly, you're going to hear a lot of talk about this. You're going to hear it was a big bit about raping Condoleezza Rice. No, it wasn't. It was a 30-second segment from a homeless guy, a real homeless guy, mm-hmm. that they had in their studio, who was just talking on a variety of topics. I would replay it for you now if CBS has already told us that we can't replay it on our air.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it was not. These weren't words that came out of their mouth. This was somebody that they had, an obviously unstable person they had. We've had a few of those on this show.
Here's what they're guilty of: laughing.
Right.
They're guilty of laughing at what this homeless guy said on a satellite radio company. Mm-hmm. I mean, forget the FCC. This is now, you know, XM's like HBO.
Right. Yeah.
That's like someone watching The Sopranos and saying, I don't like the violence on The Sopranos.
And it's not even, is it still, I'm not sure because I don't know what it is. Is it like now when you subscribe to XM? Is Opie and Anthony included in that, or don't you have to specifically subscribe to their show?
Pay extra
for
that.
No, you don't. No, it's in there.
It's in the package.
It's in there.
Oh. Okay.
But you can get a channel blocking thing,
right,
if you want to.
And, I mean, it's pretty much known that, you know, that's where you go if you want the adult content. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And they're paid to be irreverent. That's what they are paid to be.
And much more, yeah, well said, Mike, much more than the IMUS thing. I mean, you're talking about XM hired them to say, say all the bad words you want.
Right. Say whatever you want.
Say anything. There are no rules about telling anybody that they're on the air without their permission. There's no rules about the seven dirty words.
Right.
You can talk sex. You can have people having sex. Anything goes. Think HBO on the radio.
Right. Now, what I still have not heard the transcript of this, but what I've heard and the way the people have spun this, some of the people that were out to get Opie and Anthony, it's been spun that this was worse than the Sex in the Church incident.
Oh, please.
And you've heard it. So yeah,
it's,
I mean,
nothing, Mike. Sex for Sam was 2 hours on the air.
Right.
Of, you
know, right.
Looking for guys that
this
have
was
sex.
30 seconds and the words were coming out of a homeless person's
yes,
mouth.
And it's 30 seconds and you really have to hear it in context with the rest of the entire broadcast. The question now would be, what does CBS do?
Mm-hmm.
Because right. That's our company. And right. And as you know, no backbone there at all.
Yeah, but I think that the whole CBS thing will be, well, first of all, will they be able to be on the air anyway? I mean, because there's an arrangement between XM and CBS.
Yeah, but I would think they got to deal with CBS. They got to deal with XM. If XM is suspending them, and they didn't do anything on CBS radio.
But now CBS is squarely in the spotlight because XM has suspended them. And mm-hmm. Do they come over and say, well, we're going to do our show on CBS now? Will CBS go along with that? And has CBS indicated anything positive or negative yet?
You know who would know, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Hughes.
Yes. Absolutely. It's time for General Manager's Corner.
Oh, yeah, this is going to make him very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, I don't think so.
Might go to voicemail.
I hope if it goes to voicemail, he is listening.
That's true.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Big Bucks. Come on, Senior Hughes.
Sheriff Michael.
Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Michael.
You?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Greetings there.
From the streets of New York City.
Ah, well, listen, big news from New York City. We're wondering, have you heard the news about Opie and Anthony?
I only heard the headline.
Okay, so you've heard the headline. We were speculating as to what the CBS position is going to be on this, and if you've only heard the headline, do you have any intel as to what's going to happen as far as Opie and Anthony on CBS?
As of right now, we're planning to have their show on WJFK tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, right. Good. So they're not. So as far as you know, they're not being suspended by CBS?
No.
Would you know?
I just left our headquarters, and nobody mentioned it to me.
Okay.
But again, you know.
So
there's a very good chance that they could have been having the meeting right in the room right next door, and they still wouldn't have told you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you get a vibe?
The only word I got is that that Opie and Anthony are doing a show originating from here tomorrow.
And Michael, should we be worried if anybody complains about anything now that we're going to be suspended or fired? I mean, if anybody complains about anything at all, really?
I don't know about carte blanche, but there's certainly no intention to do that.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
Thanks. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood where the line was.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That would have gone right to voicemail if he was in D.C.
Yeah. You bet.
That would have gone, and now he's like, I heard the headline.
He's lying.
Well, here's what I think.
He just came from a meeting,
but this is how old? How old is this story?
An hour.
It's an hour old. Yeah. So this is going to be.
Besides,
here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the CBS execs that are going to. Will it come across as condoning this for CBS if they broadcast on CBS radio, or
right. Will
it be, hey, it wasn't on our air, it wasn't said, it is an XM issue? That's what the decision is, and that's what we'll have to wait and see happen.
And besides,
happens.
We all know Hughes is going to be the last to know. if you turn on the radio tomorrow morning, you're going to know before Michael Hughes does. I guarantee that.
I don't even think he was really in New York. I think he was just driving around like Wheaton.
Well, that sucks for ONA. So
it does. It does.
Let's wish them well.
And it's unfortunate, but and once again, it's timing also with the climate the way it is right now with all the Ima stuff. That's what we're all dealing with.
He's probably very excited, Mike. Mantel, leftist, left wing,
hey.
Leftist.
Hey, I'll be Fred. You be Ginger. Let's dance, Alan. Let's dance.
Mantel, left wing. Left wing! They are liberals!
They're liberals. That's why they did it.
Liberals!
Not like me, Mancow.
Mancow. Morning madhouse.
Uh-huh. Hey, Alan, I'll be Fred, you be Ginger, we can dance. Liberals.
To call your show a morning madhouse. Dude, that's worse than being a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? there at least was some pizzazz if you were a morning zoo.
Right.
Back in the day, there was some sizzle with being a morning zoo.
Hey, this is Man Cow. Join us tomorrow for our tribute to Jerry Falwell. You be Fred, I be Ginger Allen.
They are liberals.
Liberals.
Man Cow, I'm screaming. Hannity and Combs, I'm screaming because I'm Man Cow.
Man Cow.
Jesus.
E.
Jerk off.
Still around.
Watch it, Buster.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, I was asking about the ONA. Can you put that little segment on your internet so we can hear it?
No, we cannot, sir. It is not our property.
Oh.
Yeah, can't do it.
We Google wish we it. Could put it on our internet.
Google it, sir.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I was just wondering where the pressure was coming from XM. There's no sponsors.
There is one name. I don't know if he's the guy that really brought this to the forefront, but good old Al Sharpton got involved in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Al Sharpton was screaming about this
the other day. And I believe the issue also might be, you know, who they were talking about, because I've heard that there was political pressure as well, because they were talking about Condoleezza Rice.
Among others, yes.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, to be totally serious with you, they did a bit with a homeless guy about having sex with Condoleezza Rice. Mm-hmm. It was a homeless guy speaking 30 seconds. They're going to have this happen. When G. Gordon Liddy worked on our station, he talked seriously about taking pictures of Bill and Hillary Clinton and using them for target practice with his grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between talking about shooting the president in real life in your backyard, shooting a picture of him,
right,
and saying on the air from a homeless guy that he'd like to have sex with Laura Bush?
I think it depends on who's in power. I really do. I think it depends on who's in power.
Well, who was in power back then when Liddy said it?
I think when Liddy was talking about it, it might have been the Clinton administration.
It was.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Different administration.
No, so.
I don't
want to get political. I really don't, because I don't know whether it's even necessarily
a
political issue. But, man, it was a different administration.
That, to me,
you know,
is
if you'd made a joke like that today, and you were talking about Bush, pictures of Bush, I would guarantee you'd have some crap come down.
Do you remember his tone? His tone was very serious.
Yeah.
Yes, I teach my grandchildren. I teach them how to shoot rifles. We shoot at pictures of Bill Clinton. I put a target on his face.
Do you remember our feeling at that point was okay? I guess the rules have changed because one of the things that you hear as a baby broadcaster, you don't say that kind of stuff. You don't say anything that gets into that area when you're talking about the president of the United States. And here he was talking about target practice. It was very strange. And I remember there was a little bit of controversy surrounding it, but nothing
very little, really,
like the pressure brought upon a Don Imus or an Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And again, this whole Barack the magic Negro thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Rush's show every day.
He's still playing it every day. And still getting away with it.
And nobody calls him on it.
No.
I mean, really, and nobody calls him on it. He's able to get away with that crap.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense.
Don't know what's going on. It's another great day for our industry, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, if you've been offended today by anything on this show, call and our asses will be fired tomorrow.
It's that easy.
That's all you got to do.
It's simple. No waiting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What it do, la? Hi, it's the Grease Man. Welcome to the Reef.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're the ass that started it, Doug.
That's true. Yeah. He is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Mike, your impression of Man Cow is right on. It's cracking me up.
Thank you.
And I have a question. Is this all because I know you guys were talking briefly about political and stuff. Is the whole ONA thing because it was politically... the statement was made towards a politician?
I think that has something to do with it.
But I also think that the XM are pussies. They mm-hmm. are. They should just say, it's free speech, and we thought it was really bad taste. They apologize. We're going to try to make sure they don't do it again.
You know, you go see movies. You want to talk about bad taste in movies. There's so many movies out there, you can't even count them. And that's allowed because why? Well, but you go in, you know what you're getting, you're paying for it. Well, it's the same thing.
Same thing
XM.
On this. Same thing,
but
absolutely.
What about what?
Hello?
You broke up.
Oh, what about a better cell phone? Let's get her a free handbag.
Yes, from a Hobo International.
Never mind. Send her a purse, a crystal meth purse.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And
show.
Speaking of Hobo International, the person on ONA's show was homeless.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hello. Isn't that something? Hobo.
Hey.
Hobo was always the lighthearted word.
Yes.
Hobo is what I dressed as when I turned about 13.
A drifter.
To go out for Halloween.
Harmless.
It was
really.
Hobo. It was bum.
When homeless people wouldn't scare you. Right. You know, when they'd have that day-old growth of beard.
Right.
And they'd have the stick and all of their belongings and the red kerchief
that's
tied on the end of the stick.
Hobo is the era of Boxcar Willie, God rest his soul.
You know.
A genius.
A box of sardines, a warm Schlitz beer.
Yep. And a hobo.
King of the road.
And a hobo by the railroad tracks, you know, cooking his sardines over the open fire. It was a more romantic time.
You just wait until he got tired and you would roll him.
Uh-huh. You'd roll the hobos. Or the hobos would roll the other hobos.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Are you there?
Yeah, Don, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, you know, I was an XM subscriber until this afternoon when I heard the news that Opie and Anthony are gone. I heard that, you know, when they had that homeless guy on there, he also talked about doing something nasty to the president's wife.
I think we've covered that, right?
Yeah, it was Laura Bush and it was Condoleezza Rice.
And the Queen.
And the Queen.
Oh, and the Queen. Yeah. I mean, all it was the homeless guy going off.
I know. I know it. You know it.
We know.
We all know it. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, you know.
You know.
You know. Hello, what's up, Don and Mike?
Donaldo y Miguel.
Hi.
This is Jeremy in Sacramento.
Yes.
Listen, aren't they a little bit squeamish, a little bit afraid about, you know, peeing off the FCC on this merger thing that's going on between the two?
You know, that's another factor that I've read about. I don't know whether that's true.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true at all. I mean, really, if you want to get into it, and I've got some friends that work at both companies, I've got some MP3s of this guy, Bubba the Love Sponge, who's on Howard's channel.
Right.
He has parody songs about, like, shooting Cheney and I don't know, the stuff that's, you know, if you want to read it that way, that's just as bad as what Opie and Anthony did.
Yeah, it's very strange, and I don't think we'll ever really know what where it came from, where the real pressure came from on XM. It's very, very surprising.
No.
Because that was the last frontier. That was the last bastion.
Didn't expect that.
We're out of options now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hello, we all are.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, it's good to hear you guys again. I've been serving our fine country in Iraq for about 6 months now. So
welcome home.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Real quick, Mike, you had said that if somebody had said something about shooting the president and his wife, shooting their pitcher's for target practice, that they'd come down pretty hard on him. But don't you think there's a lot of things that are worse said about the president in the world today?
No, but I mean, here's what I was talking about, and I think, Don, you'll remember this,
it
too.
It used to be a law.
When we were, it was just, hey, that man, if you do that, this is the way it was always said to me when I first started broadcasting. If you say something like that, you're going to have Secret Service coming in.
Well, as I recall, the Secret Service did call WJFK that day because, now what are you laughing about?
I could just see the Secret Service call, and then Mike, this is a horrible call. I'm just going to bail out now, guys, if you don't
mind. Don't go away so quickly. What's your point?
I don't know what my point is. My point is, when the whole IMUS thing happened, everybody had said that this was going to start to come down onto everybody, and everybody kind of said, no, it's not, and now it really is. Everybody's starting to get busted for stupid things.
Yeah, but what's the whole thing about the shooting of the president? I mean,
I don't know, Mike. Why? Get off my case!
Okay.
Wow.
You know what that is? That's a little Agent Orange.
A little post-traumatic
I know it's
stress.
Not Ancient Orange, but that's what I enjoy calling it. A little Asian Orange for you.
It'll be fine. He's just driving with children in the car.
A little Gulf War syndrome.
Wow.
Or whatever we're in right now.
That was interesting. I love it when I'm singled out on that
one.
Hey,
Mike.
Get off my case.
You know.
I don't know if he's talking to me or he's talking to somebody that was, like, tailgating him.
You know.
In Sacramento. Okay. With a paintball gun.
Well, we'll break here.
Yeah, I have to go shower now.
Hey, Mike. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.